Okay, my friends, Christmas is on its way. And when we have Christmas, there's lots of things that you see that people do beforehand. And one of the things I like to see is a tree lighting ceremony. That's when you have a Christmas tree that you light up and everybody gets to see it and it's really beautiful. Well, today's story is about something that happens along those lines. It's called Little Red. It was written by Will Hellenbrand, and it's read today by Mommy and...
Gomache.
Gomache.
Gomache. Gomache.
Domasai? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, they're in a different language.
Oh, okay. Well, are you ready for this story, which is in our language that we're speaking right now? It's in English. You ready?
Yep, I can speak.
You can speak English?
English and Hunaza.
Hunaza? Is that your language?
Yeah, my name's in that language.
Hunaza. Friends, you never know who it's going to be with us. All right, buckle up, you guys. Let's focus on Christmas. In a tiny town, there was a little red truck whose driver was Katie. They never stopped working until the job was done, even when the snow started to fall. And in the picture, we can see the little red truck. And then we can also see...
a purple truck in the distance.
A purple truck.
And it says, "Help! Little Red, help!"
Mm-hmm, they're calling for help. "My engine won't start," honked Purple Delivery Van. Well, Little Red and Katie went right to work. Jumper cables sure come in handy. And a jumper cable is a electric cable, right? You need a positive and a negative, and they connect one car to another car, and then the battery from one car can go to another car so that it will start. Mm-hmm. It's like giving a hug.
"Thanks for the jump,"
honked Purple Delivery Van.
"You got it,"
tooted Little Red.
"See you later, honk honk,
beep beep."
And the snow came down.
But then he heard.
Little Red had just one more job for the day.
"Help, Little Red, help."
Uh-huh. What is this?
"I've got a busted headlight,"
whistled Blue Calliope Car. Well, Little Red and Katie got busy with the repair. Aha! What is a calliope car, do you wonder? Do you know? Can you see? A calliope is a musical instrument, like an organ, right?
Yeah, it's a music car.
Mm-hmm.
"Much better. I can see now. Thanks for the bulb,"
whistled Blue Calliope Car. Oh, it whistled. Nice.
"Play on,"
tooted Little Red.
"See you later,
honk honk,
beep beep."
The snow came down and down. Oh, it's starting to get kind of hard to see the pictures, isn't it? But then he heard,
"Help, Little Red, help.
We're stuck,"
blared the green fire truck. Little Red and Katie knew what to do.
"Easy now, easy. Just a little bump."
"All set. Thanks for the push,"
blared the green fire truck.
"No problem," tooted Little Red. "See you later,
honk honk,
beep beep."
The snow came down, down and down, and then he heard,
"Help, Little Red, help."
Mm-hmm. Who looks like they're calling for him this time? This is my favorite truck of all. Can you see who it is?
No.
"I've got a flat tire,"
rang Yellow Popcorn Wagon.
I thought if there, instead of "we had a flat tire,"
mm-hmm,
I thought they were going to say, "my horse won't move," because in the picture there's a horse.
Yeah, this wagon is actually pulled by a horse. Little Red and Katie got out the jack and elevated the wheel, and then they put on the spare. It's always important to have a spare wheel.
Thanks for the tire,
rang the yellow popcorn wagon.
Of course, tooted Little Red. See you later. Honk, honk, beep, beep.
And the snow came down, 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 and down. And then he heard...
Help, Little Red, help!
Goodness.
We're out of gas,
bellowed Orange Utility Truck. Little Red and Katie didn't miss a beat.
Thanks for the fuel,
bellowed Orange Utility Truck.
You bet,
tooted Little Red.
See you later. Honk, honk, beep, beep.
And the snow came down, 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 and down. And then he heard,
Help, Little Red, help! We've got a broken hitch,
jingled the shiny silver sleigh. Now, pause for a second. We? Why so many people? Because it's full of people, right? There's tons of people in the sleigh, and one of them is
Santa.
Little Red and Katie fixed the situation in no time.
Thanks for the hitch,
jingled shiny silver sleigh.
Away you go, tooted Little Red. See you later. Honk, honk, beep, beep. Phew, I think our day is almost done.
The snow came down, 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 and down all around the tiny town. Now, the whole time we've been watching Little Red and Katie go through the town, what did you see about Little Red? There was something special about Little Red. He was helping everybody, but he was also carrying something. Do you remember what he was carrying? A tree, yep. It was the town's Christmas tree. And the tree went up, up, up. In the center of the tree, in the center of the town, and all the other cars are coming around. There's the popcorn and the calliope and Santa, and it's a big party now, right? Mm-hmm. And then the lights went on. Hooray! Jolly fun! My day is done! And thanks to Little Red and Katie, all their friends got to be there too. So right then, right there, you realize if you are doing the right thing and looking for ways to help others and looking for things that you can do to make other lives happy around you, you will have a happy life and live happily ever after too. Always be looking for ways you can help. And that is
the end.
The end.